Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
That is not an original chant. That was the chant at the protest yesterday outside of the United Center, the arena, and at a loud place at a big park. There's maybe 1,000 to 2,000 people there, and you know they were protesting the war and protesting America and protesting Biden and Harris. Not really protesting Trump. I mean, I think that's a given. They had an effigy of Netanyahu up that they were not being kind to. So, you know, that was kind of the tone. But also, just always remember, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free is a call for the elimination of the state of Israel. Genocide. That is, I mean, you know,
I was going to say genocide.
So
they
I always
claiming
that
Israel's
it's just we just want to move them somewhere else. But yeah, no. I mean, and, I'm not sure how you're going to get the Israelis to leave except by killing them.
Yeah, that's
so. That is literally a call for a policy of genocide against Jews in Israel. The ones we would generally think ought to be protected from such stuff. So that's the call for it. Now, they, you know, if you ask an individual attendee of the protest, do you want to kill all the Jews? I don't think very many of them would say that openly. Hopefully most of them would not believe that. But there are going to be some.
I was going to say, I've been to a past event like this in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And they were pretty open. Oh, yeah, Jews should be exterminated off the face of the earth. And I was like, oh. Okay.
If we have another one like this today, which we may, or tomorrow, I will ask that kind of a question because I, you know, I'm always curious to know what people are really going to say out loud.
What are they going to really say out loud?
Now, I did have a chance.
Maybe why they didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, that's right. But they didn't know, which was a weird thing because I asked, I don't know, 15 people to talk to me for a minute as a radio guy and to get their message out, and most of them, the two-thirds, said no. And about five said yes, and the five that I talked to, very interesting. In fact, one of the interviews I did I've been wanting to share with you is, it was, I probably wouldn't have noticed him except that he had a American flag draped upside down over his back with the message on it that indigenous people have been indigenous resistance since 1492. And, you know, at first, to me, it's always weird to have a flag flown upside down. It's also weird to me to deface an American flag. But as I am, I think my job in these situations is to explore and investigate and just report. I did an interview with the guy to, you know, kind of find out what he's thinking.
Hey, what's your name?
David Villegas.
And David, why are you here?
Basically, I'm marching and rallying in solidarity for Palestinian liberation, reproductive justice, as well as indigenous rights and Latinx rights, as well as for humane immigrant policies, etc.
And you're carrying an American flag that you have upside down with a message on it, right?
Yep, it's that, and also has a message that says indigenous resistance since 1492. It's also like part of the resistance the indigenous have been going on since that year because they demand equal rights and all, same as everyone who lives in this land that was once their land.
So if you 100% had your way, what would happen?
If I had, well, no, I would never have 100% my way because I have democracy. I would never really like try to rule over because that would be tyrannical. And obviously, I prefer a much more council/democracy, same as the Iroquois Confederacy or even the Republic of Tlaxcala. This is actually the part of the Nahua tribe of Tlaxcala, is where the part on my mom's side where I have my ancestors from, and that's from. So, yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So I thought it was kind of interesting him saying, you know, he wouldn't even want his own view to be successful, particularly because he wants a more democratic, participatory outcome. But of course, democratic participatory outcomes have produced what they would call a genocide or the funding of Israel or the displacement of the indigenous people. So you know,
I thought
democracy doesn't always produce the outcome you want.
Yeah, that's true. And I was going to say, I thought the very interesting thing was, you know, he's carrying this indigenous resistance since 1492.
Right.
What are you here for? I want to make sure we have more open immigration.
Which is,
isn't that what,
that's what happened?
Resistance,
right?
was
the response, the response to immigration and acquisition and expansion into America.
So
that's
wait
right.
a minute, how are you supporting indigenous resistance while you're trying to support?
I feel like, you know, when they're really, really wrong, they are a lot. But my, I'm trying not to get into fights with people.
I agree.
I'm just trying to. It's very easy to be dismissive of a viewpoint you haven't heard or dismissive of a viewpoint that you don't share. And I'm really trying my best as this is the most just straight journalism I'm trying to do generally on this show, because I want to, I know a lot of people who listen to the show are Democrats. I know a lot of people who are Democrats listen to the show. And I know that your own anticipation.
This is not a Democrat. I wouldn't.
Oh, they're outside. Sure, of course. Yeah, right, of course.
I don't want to.
No, that's
tie those
that's fair enough. You're exactly right. These folks are anti-Democrat as much as they're anti-Republican, as parties. But I know that a lot of the Democrat fans of the show, there's still a part of them. It's like, well, how is Andrew going to cover this? You know, is he just going to go in there blazing and telling us how all these? You know, is he going to attack Biden and everybody else? Well, yeah. I mean, some. But I'm also here to just kind of see the stuff and tell you what's going on. And when it's crazy, it's crazy. But you can tell that for yourself a lot of the time. So, speaking of which, I have other stuff to share in just a moment. Back in the news radio studios in Pensacola, we got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Dealing with an accident that happened on Pine Forest Road and West 9 Mile Road. The roadway is open, but we're starting to see a little delay in that area. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Yesterday in the protest, which again, the event is the event, and the event is the main thing. And there's 20,000 people inside the arena representing a party of millions of people across the United States. And then the protest outside is 1,000 to 2,000 people, certainly not representing the Democrat Party and representing opposition to it. You know, how many other people around the United States do they represent? Well, some multiplier. You know, there are people who agree with them about Israel, but they haven't come here. They have come here from all over the country. And, you know, I had a chance to talk to some of them. I think, do I have time to play this? Maybe I do. I wasn't necessarily going to play it today. You know what? I'll save it for tomorrow. It's a really good interview.
Come here, kill him.
Should I play it now? All right, I'll play it now. I talked to a guy who was with the
Because I didn't get to hear it. I was off to the side.
Okay.
So I've been like dying to hear what this
fair enough, fair enough. Maybe we'll replay it tomorrow as well for people in the earlier time of the show. So I did see that out, they were there in the protest. They were actually, they were excluded from the protest.
Yeah, that's right.
So there were even people who were too weird for this group.
Yes.
And the too weird for this group were the People's Communist Party of America.
Yeah.
And there were, what, 20?
They're actually the Revolutionary Party, Communist Party of America.
Oh, okay. And what did we say, 20 or so?
20, yeah.
Dressed all in red, which when we were in Milwaukee meant you were Republican, and when we're here it means you're communist.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, but I talked to a guy here. You can hear the interview.
All right, we're here at the protest with, tell me your name?
Austin.
Austin, are you from Chicago, Austin?
No, I'm actually from Florida, but I do live here now. I've lived here for about 4 years.
All right,
so.
We're here from Pensacola. Where are you from?
Oh, Pensacola, from Panama City, brother.
Oh, all right, right there.
Right on. Yeah, 850.
Yeah, that's right. So you're here with the Revolutionary Communists of America. That's your organization?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a part of the Revolutionary Communists International, and this is the American section. Yes, sir.
And so you're kind of at the perimeter of all of this. What's your goal here? What's your role here? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, just for perspective, we didn't pick this spot. This was picked by the organizers. We would love to be in there, and we are going to send a group in soon. But the goal is, you know, obviously we don't have any illusions that the Democrats or the Republicans obviously could save us. And we also don't have any illusions that we could pressure them or convince them to do so. Because at the end of the day, whoever pays your bills is who you're going to listen to. And we don't pay Kamala Harris or Donald Trump's bills. It's the big industry, you know, yeah, the big finance that's backing them. And they're going to support them in the end of the day instead of the working class. So the perspective we bring is whoever wins, the workers lose. neither party represents us, and we need to build a party that represents the working class.
So neither party, but also not particularly an anti-war protest like most of these folks are here. This is an economic message or a socio-political message.
Oh, we are absolutely anti-war, but war is just a symptom of capitalism. You know, it's a not a natural thing, but it is an inevitable outcome of the system. It breeds war to sort of redivide the capital lines, the market lines. So, you know, we stand on the side of oppressed everywhere. We absolutely are against war. But the way we see to actually end wars is socialist revolution international. It's not just American communism. Yes, we are in the heart of the beast, and that would affect a lot, but it has to spread. If America was some, and this will never exist, but let's say some communist utopia, China, Russia, Europe, they would all push us out because they're capitalists. So, yeah, ultimately, we're looking to do international socialist revolution to end all wars.
So if I kind of ask the question, do you view yourself as like a patriot of America or a wanting to revolutionize and completely change America into something different? How do you think about that kind of a question?
Great question. So we are not patriots, and that does, and now people are going to hear that and go, oh my God, you know, if they hate America. America is, it is not a living being. I love the workers of America, my family, you know, my friends, my community, of course, and I want them to be able to live dignified and the lives that they deserve, I would say, like, intrinsically. But no, we're not patriots. We do think that the only way America, quote unquote, succeeds is if the world succeeds. And to be clear, the world working class. Ultimately, like, the border between Mexico and America just hurts us both. We would call for a socialist federation of the Americas, Canada, America, Mexico, and all of the, you know, Central American countries.
You're good. Last question for you. Do you plan to vote?
Great question. Personally, no. But that's nothing new for me, honestly. I grew up, like I said, 850,
yep.
Conservative family. There's pictures of me with a Mitt Romney button for sure. Libertarian after that, then, you know, gave up on that, Bernie for a while, and then I just got burned too many times by that guy and said, you know, I'm done. I never really voted. If anything, I always voted third party. I voted third party in 2020. I doubt I'll make it out for this one, maybe for some local people. But we're not going to shame anybody for voting. You know, if you have the best intention to save the world and you think this is what's going to protect your family, for sure. But ultimately, we know even if there was some communist candidate, no communist president is going to fix this. No president will. We need a new system.
So it'll take an uprising.
It'll take an uprising, and that scares people. You know, oh my God, revolution, bloodshed. Absolutely not. A fun fact, the Russian Revolution, which, you know, our history is linked to and we base ourselves on the Bolsheviks, more people died in the making of the movie of the first Russian Revolution of the Winter Palace than actually died in the storming of it. It doesn't have to be some bloody thing. Now, obviously, like, there's violence every day. I mean, even a peaceful process, you'll see cops, whatever. So it's understandable something like that will happen, of course, but it doesn't, we don't think that that is a prerequisite or necessary for people to come out and say, you know what, I'm the reason the world moves, and I'm going to move it a different way. I'm going to move it in a way that secures a future not only for myself, but for my family and my children and my community.
Thank you for the time.
Right on. Thank you, brother.
So,
dangerous naivety.
Yeah, I beg to differ with the account of the number of people killed during
Absolutely.
The Russian Revolution. Beg to differ with the total number of people killed during the various forms of communist revolution. And certainly believe that the communists who have taken power have been the most violent regimes in all of human history, killing upwards of 1 million people over the last 100 years. I admire his honesty, his consistency.
China is capitalist society.
Yeah, right. I know. But, you know, willing to embrace some of the less pleasant implications of his own views as far as being unpatriotic and hating America and believing that even anybody who operates within this system will never actually bring about the revolution that he wants to see happen, and so they don't vote because voting is participation in the system that leads to... What's interesting to me, of course, is that you have somebody who's obviously very articulate, you know, has read, is thoughtful, is trying his best to be sincere. I mean, I talk with him afterwards, and, you know, I've got his phone number because he lives near us in Panama City. It could not be more misguided. And, of course, he would say, I could not be more misguided, you know, to be fair. But here you have, like, the Democrats are opposed to the Republicans, and Kamala Harris is opposed, and Biden are opposed to Trump. And then you have the protesters against the war who are opposed to both of those parties because both of those parties have failed everybody and created genocide and colonialism and all of this. And then you have the, what, the Revolutionary People's Party of Communism of America, or whatever it is.
Revolutionary Communist Party of America. And they think
that even the anti-war protesters are all naive because they're still participating in the system by bothering to try to change the political parties to cater their point of view. Like, it's, you know, how far fringe can you get to be, and fellow Americans, and probably, you know, I didn't ask, but probably has a job, you know, works for an hourly wage somewhere back in Panama City and buys and sells goods on the market and appreciates that. And, you know, they were, I don't know if they were selling T-shirts at the communist table, but I know that some of the other places were selling their merchandise, participating in the system of capital. I just, but it's, you know, it's important to
but
be able to listen.
That even the fringe organizers were like,
"No, no, not you.
You can be over there.
you're be outside the perimeter.
You're gonna go over there."
Like they were trees. Between lines of the police, basically.
Yes. Yeah, the police were actually in front
inside,
of them.
Police were closer to the event than they were. Yeah. So anyway, there's your slice of American communism for the day. I'm Andrew McKay in Chicago with Bobby Rossi. John Pickens has got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Do we have a disabled vehicle with roadblock happening on I-10 westbound right around mile marker number 18? That's on the Scambia Bay Bridge, so just be aware of that. Again, it's I-10 westbound. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When I say brand names like BMW, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, you might think, hey, those are very nice cars. You spend extra to get them. They're luxury imports. You have to go to the dealership to get them serviced, right? No. In fact, there's a federal law that protects you in being able to go anywhere to get them serviced. You don't have to go to the dealership. And that means if the dealership is at a distance, like in Mobile or in Destin or something like that, you don't have to spend the money on the gas. You don't have to spend the extra money on going to the dealership. You don't have to waste the time of driving and hoping that the bayway isn't clogged up today. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on US 29. That's right. They just expanded. So they are at their second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, Highway 29, right across from the Super Walmart. So they have expanded out of that second place, and you can go there to get the same great service on your imports, on your domestic, on your diesel, on your gas, whatever the car is that you've got or truck. CarClinicService.com online, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis and now US 29.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
I'm Charles Elliott, Santa Rosa County School Board District 4. First of all, I want to thank the faculty, staff, teachers, guardians, and parents. And last but not least, students. We have come a long way in the last 4 years. We still got a long way to go. I ask you to go to the polls in August. Vote Charles Elliott, your school board representative. Thank you, and God bless you.
Paid and approved by Charles Elliott for Santa Rosa School Board, District 4.
I'm Steve Stroberger, and I'm your candidate for District 1 County Commissioner. During this campaign, I've had the opportunity to listen to my opponent's responses. Sometimes, I'm surprised he thinks he's telling the truth. Wow, flexible truths and backroom deals. That's not right. I'm Steve Stroberger. I'm asking for your vote and your trust. Vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne has got a quick headlines for us in the newsroom back in Pensacola. David?
Well, two siblings from Nevada have now become the youngest kayakers to ever paddle the entire length of the Grand Canyon. Azalea and Wiley Burnham are their names, 8 and 10 years old, completed the 280-mile kayak journey this week. Took them 18 days.
Good Lord. 8 and 10?
Could you imagine trusting your 8 and 10-year-olds on a journey like that?
I can't believe that. That's amazing.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden was kept waiting long past his prime time to give his farewell speech at the Democratic Convention in Chicago, but he delivered for the new nominee, VP Kamala Harris.
She's tough. She's experienced. And she has enormous integrity.
Hillary Clinton made prime time.
Kamala cares about kids and families, cares about America. Donald only cares about himself.
Republican National Committee Chair Laura Trump counters the anti-Trump message on Fox's Hannity.
Folks, you've had Kamala Harris right there alongside Joe Biden for 3.5 years. If you put this person in the White House alongside her running mate, it will be like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on steroids.
And today, Hamas is resisting the U.S. and Israel positions on a Gaza ceasefire deal. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning, 75 degrees right now. Sunshine all across the area. Officials in Alabama say they're cracking down on illegal gambling. They busted 5 illegal gambling locations in Selma. That's over near Montgomery last week. The 5 locations reportedly had slot machines and other illegal gambling going on. Officials say Alabama law is clear. Gambling is illegal, and those locations were violating the law. The illicit locations included convenience stores, several bingo halls, and even a former grocery store as well. Tens of thousands of dollars have been raised to benefit local charities at the Derrick Brooks Celebrity Golf Tournament this week. Brooks invited many of his celebrity friends, including former NFL players and other athletes, to compete. He says 92 cents of every dollar raised go back into programs to benefit the community.
And I say we plant seeds, you know, to grow plants. We don't plant seeds to grow weeds. You know, that's just my saying of just always staying in the moment and realizing that a team effort is really what it's about when we're trying to change our community.
And Brooks tells Channel 3 that he lives in Tampa, but Pensacola is always going to be home for him. Many of his charity programs do benefit our local students. The principal from O.J. Sems Elementary School spoke at the event banquet the night before the actual tournament, talking about Brooks' charities providing meals for students there, buying them all some shoes and school supplies as well. Well, it is 8:33. The polls are open in Florida's primary election. They're going to be open until 7 p.m. tonight. If you need to find your polling location, just check out the county voting website for Escambia County. It's escambiavotes.gov. If you're in Santa Rosa County, it's votesantarosa.gov. Again, polls are open until 7 p.m. tonight. You do need an ID to vote. A lot of big races going on and being decided today. Some of the key races include the battle between Congressman Matt Gaetz and Aaron Dimmick for the U.S. District 1 House seat. Escambia County, the District 1 commissioner seat race is going on. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh up against Steve Stroberger and Jesse Casey. 3 candidates vying for the Republican nomination for the District 4 commission seat, which has been vacant. Ashley Hoffberger, Buck Mitchell, and Walker Wilson. The winner of that race to take on Democrat candidate Ron Helms. A couple of races in the Escambia School Board as well. 4 candidates going for the District 4 seat, currently held by Patty Hightower. Earl McCauley, Brian Rinelli, Carissa Burgosh, Rich Holschneck, District 5. 3 candidates hoping to replace Bill Slayton. Those include Thomas Harrell, Jim Taylor, and Joshua Luther. Santa Rosa County, a couple of county commissioner races as well. District 1 Commissioner Sam Parker has 3 challengers for his seat. Bobby Burkett, Aaron Williams, Roller Ayers. District 3 Commissioner James Calkins also has a couple of challengers, Rhett Rowell and Jerry Cooey. District 5 Commissioner Colton Wright also up for re-election and faces a challenge for his seat by Michael Priest. Santa Rosa School Superintendent Dr. Karen Barber has two challengers as well. David Godwin, former Santa Rosa County Moms for Liberty treasurer Brenda Stevens. Also some school board races there. And the supervisor of elections, Tappy Villain, being challenged by Cindy Hall, clerk of court and comptroller Don Spencer, also retiring. Two Republicans seeking that seat as well, Jason English and Ginger Pace. So, again, polls are open until 7 p.m. tonight. It's 8:35 right now. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. This report is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I-10, I-110 rolling very smoothly right now. No accidents to report to you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures near 93 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. For Wednesday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 93. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Keeping a rain chance on your Thursday with a 50% chance of rain, high near 90. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 75 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton, and we've got sunshine. Absolutely beautiful morning. Your money now this morning. Markets are mixed at the opening bell. The Dow is down 71 points at 4824. The S&P up just over 1 point, though. Not much of a change, really. 5609. The NASDAQ is up 8 points at 17,885. 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 3.84% this morning. Gold price is up 24 bucks at 25,65.30. Silver price is up 58 cents at 29,89. And Bitcoin up 14.28 this morning at 60,421.65. The rest of the crypto market, a little bit mixed. Ethereum up a little bit, Litecoin down, and a few of the others just mixed as well. General Motors is eliminating about 1,000 jobs with 600 of those positions listed at its global technical center in Michigan. The company says those cuts are needed to streamline operations and lead to more efficiency. The exact number of layoffs has not been confirmed, but it could be well over 1,500. The head of USAA, now retiring, CEO Wayne Peacock, was the first non-veteran to lead the insurance company when he took over back in 2019. In a message to employees, he said that serving their members has been his greatest honor. And Waymo, the automated self-driving taxi company that operates on the West Coast, is apologizing. Apparently, its cars just won't stop honking. The cars have been honking repeatedly in parking lots late in the overnight hours. This has been going on for several weeks now. Apparently, one person who lives near the said parking lot started a live stream to showcase the honking. A company executive says they've figured out the problem. The honking is a safety feature so the cars don't hit each other. They say they've been updating the software to stop the cars from doing it, but apparently it only works for a while. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Welcome to the heart of farming season, brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, and through their products and services, they want people to feel connected to the land, to their work, and to one another. Parrish has everything from agricultural tools and resources to construction equipment, including rental solutions. With Kubota as their premier brand, they offer Kubota L-Series tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and more. Parrish Tractor, more than a tractor store. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. See dealer for details.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, questions for the day. Just because we went past the park that they were protesting in yesterday, the secondary location, actually was a really nice little park right by the housing projects and across the street from, you know, like a school and stuff. It had a nice little playground in there, and it got me thinking about playgrounds these days versus playgrounds when, let's just say when I was younger. I know a lot of you are younger, and so you may not even have experience with the classic playgrounds, but my question for you, 437-1620, what's the best playground equipment? What's the best piece of playground furniture? The best one? Now, it's okay to have a lot of loves, but if you had to pick a one, what's your favorite one? 437-1620, 437-1620. A lot of ways to look at this question. Which one is most likely to help you injure your friends? which one is most likely to create vomiting? Which one is, you know, because there's ones that are fun to be on, and then there's ones that are fun to watch other people, you know, fall from or whatever. 437-1620. No, I don't have any Bill Cosby to play for you. Classic Bill Cosby talking about the different kind, you know, because the parents were trying to kill us off back in the day. And there goes another one. I don't know if you're allowed to play Bill Cosby anymore on the radio. I mean, I am, because I think he's a genius comedian.
I don't know. I think if we tried, it would just be white noise.
Yeah,
it
it'd be weird.
Go across the, yeah, the FCC would somehow.
Oh, they'd get in there and they'd stop it? Okay, all right, fair enough. 437-1620, what is your favorite piece of equipment at the playground of your – do you have an answer, Bobby? You have a
swings.
Swings? Oh, swings. Good one.
The swings, yeah. Because even as an adult, when I take my kids, you know, or when I took my kids are trying to get a little older now, but when I took my kids or take my I still take my 14-year-old. My 14-year-old still go to the playground every now and then.
You know what you don't see very often on the swings, but as a person, as I have gotten older and less light, you know, I start to see things like, what's the maintenance schedule on these swings? And you start, you know, the more it creaks.
When it creaks, you're like,
how new are those chains? But also something you don't see very often, but is out there. The typical swing is that like vinyl leather could have been a tire in a different life.
Yes.
Kind of, you know,
that hard.
Really compresses your butt and your sides in when you sit in it, especially if you weigh more. They do make ones that have a bench style that you sit on that are hard, firm, plastic-coated rubber or whatever.
I don't feel comfortable about that.
Really?
I need to be held in. I need to be held in. Yeah.
As somebody who has never felt or has always felt like the swing was a bit snug, I thought that, you know, I always liked the bench style. Also, the bench style you can jump off of easier.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's not trying to keep you in.
But I'm past the jump off the swings age now.
How old are you?
Too old to be jumping off
the
swings.
You can always jump off the swings. You may not jump off at the peak. Yeah. You got to jump at least a little. You got to show these kids what to do. I mean, I'm a jumper for sure. 4-3-7, good.
I will say there's a new playground thing that I've seen with my kids that they didn't have when I was growing up, and they didn't really have when my kids were small. They have like a pseudo zip line thing.
Okay.
This is actually fun. Like when I go to the playground with that's why I take my 14-year-old. She goes, "Dad, take me to the zip line thing."
Okay.
And it's other teenagers and other 20-somethings. When all the little kids have gone home, you know, because it's later in the day. The
teens come out to zip line with each other?
The teens
come
out,
All right. Yeah, I mean, that's not something we ever had at our playground.
I mean, it's only off the ground, like, maybe 2 feet or
something. Super low, right.
Yeah, super
low. Like when you go to the, you know, the corn maze or whatever, they've got a zip line there. It's, you know, it's not like Adventures Unlimited or something. You know, nobody's going to fall off this and die. All right, 4-3-7-16-20. Somebody here says swing sets, tall ones. Oh, no, I totally agree. If you start to get scared, you're doing it right. You're doing the swings right. That feeling when you get high enough up that you can actually feel yourself drop back a little bit at the back before you go.
You guys are terrible. This is the parts of it I don't like. I'm like, whoa, we're going too high now. Slow down.
This is feeling
oscillate, like a roller coaster right now.
When
we
you
need
oscillate back and forth because it was not a smooth.
That's worse. That's even worse.
4-3-7-16-20. Somebody says, my favorite was the swings. I could swing by myself. Oh, that's true. You don't need anybody to help you. The old-fashioned merry-go-round or the saucer of sickness, as they call it. Yeah, no, the merry-go-round is fun. The frustrating thing about the merry-go-round, though, is it's hard to hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I like to ride the merry-go-round upright and not throw up. But then
I was
going
really to say, what about the throw up? Yeah.
But they are fun to throw. It is fun to get other people going on the merry-go-round, that's for sure. Of course, the merry-go-round always had that sound. Because they were never well-oiled at all. John Pickens back in Pensacola with our traffic on the fives.
Are you going to ask me what my favorite playground?
No, I don't really care.
Okay. All right, so no accidents to let you know about.
No, John, what is yours? Go ahead. What is yours?
Okay, back in the day at the park on Langley by the airport, there used to be this big barrel that you could roll around, and we'd always have competitions who can get rolled out.
Oh, where like you'd try to run up it, but it was on like bearings, and so it would rotate?
Yes.
Oh.
That was up here at the Langley Park.
That was
fun.
Oh, very cool. All right. That is a cool one. I like it.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Even Highway 90 going from Pace to Pensacola through that construction zone is flowing also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the text here, 4-3-7-16-20. Favorite piece of playground equipment. I love this. The spin-around thing where we flew off it. The merry-go-round different name. I love it. The vomit machine. Merry-go-round by far. Trying to get your friends to fall off, it was always a great challenge. Absolutely. You ever do the merry-go-round, though, where you brace your foot against the bar and have your head near the center and you're looking up at the sky as they spin you around?
No.
Oh.
That sounds horrible.
Guaranteed to vomit.
I was going to say, it sounds like...
Guaranteed. Yes, absolutely. Oh, man. 4-3-7-16-20. We would freak out when we got to go to the park with the twisty slide. Oh, the hurricane slide, the tornado slide. Yeah. The only thing, see, I also judge playground equipment by how well it holds up for me over the years of my life. And you can, I can still swing now. I can still, you know, merry-go-round now. I cannot successfully tornado slide. It's not built for me, you know, and I'm not that big, but it's not my size. A straight slide, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a good long straight slide. You know, the kind that you're going to burn the flesh off of your body in the sun, but the kind that you can also get going a good 20 or 30 miles an hour and shoot off the bottom and probably die or get hurt real good.
I think in some ways they've come up with some better slides over the years now. They've improved from when we were kids.
The plastic ones are safer.
Yeah.
But they're always so short.
No, they've got some big ones all now. Right. Some of these newer parks.
But how do they sound when you blow off a firecracker if you dropped it down it?
That I do not know.
It probably doesn't do much.
It won't.
Not that we ever did. Yeah. We obviously never would do something like that. It's illegal. 437-1620. Let's see. The awesome and deadly merry-go-round. The faster, the better. Amen, sister. The hot metal slide of summer is great, but the centrifuge discus throw value of the merry-go-round is unmatched for enjoyment. Yeah, that's right. Let's see. 437-1620. This is on a different subject, but somebody did text in, welcome to the DNC where the nomination is made up and the votes don't matter.
Yeah.
This is good. Little Whose Line Is It Anyway reference. The classic swing, time-tested and emergency room approved. The witch's hat. I don't know what that is. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
437-1620. Oh, somebody says that they're questioning my manhood. They say only chicks like the hard plastic rubbery swings. All right, fair enough. I think you meant that a different way. Someone here says swing jumper is good. Tough it up. The monkey bars. Monkey bars are really good. I will say this. I'm a fan of the jungle gym. I can't do a monkey bars. Too not enough arm strength, too much body weight.
Not
monkey
anymore.
Bars are, I can't do
used
those.
Used to love it when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. No,
quite
I mean.
Different now.
So I would today. I'll tell you, one of the newer ones is the spider web, like
oh,
the
yeah,
cable mesh
yeah.
kind of climby things. Those yeah. are great. And that's even better than a standard jungle gym. 437-1620. We had a climbing tower with a platform and a fire pole. Envy. Oh, my God. That sounds fantastic. I wish I could have had that. You know what?
Oh,
you know
here's
what?
The witch's. Here's the witch's hat.
Oh, with the
it's like a merry-go-round.
Oh,
it's
but
a
it's
merry-go-round,
with,
but it looks like
where you
a
swing.
Triangle.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Nobody has mentioned the seesaw.
Yeah.
The seesaw is great when it's somebody you trust.
Yes, and it was neat initially, but you get very bored of it quick.
It's not a long-lasting one. Yeah, yeah, it's definitely one. And plus, you know, you get knocked one time, and you don't ever want to do that again. That's
yeah.
just unpleasant.
And I was going to say, and it's
that's
one of
not
those,
a fun betrayal.
All you're trying to do is betray each other. Who's the first it's going to be able to do?
They have this thing in philosophy called the prisoner's dilemma of whether you'll cooperate or betray your partner when you're in isolation over a crime. They really should have named it the seesaw dilemma.
Yeah.
Because that would have been it's more fun if both people cooperate, but it's way more fun if you betray somebody. And you know what I didn't hear mentioned also? Spring animals.
Oh, yeah.
And those were especially cool because once you got to weigh just a little bit more, like as a kid, you could really bend them down to the ground and probably fall off.
Yes.
And yeah. that was always a real good challenge. That was almost like bull riding when you were a
yeah.
kid.
Yeah, it was. It was the kid bull riding version.
Toss up here between a monkey bar with so many broken arms, of course, and a contraption we called a swinging gate. Think of a metal gate that swings 360 degrees like a merry-go-round. What? Mm. Oh, it goes around. I see what you're saying. I like the seesaw, too. Multiple riders in each side. Oh, God. Terrifying people. Yeah, so lots of options to choose from. But I'm with you. The basic swing is pretty good. But you got to jump off. Although these, you know, they've made things so safe with, like, the foam rubber
matting.
Now
you go to the
you can't even get hurt.
No.
Like, what is the point of having all of this stuff if you can't even get hurt on it? And, well, that's protecting kids. No. Kids are supposed to learn how to manage risk, and that only is possible when you have actual danger involved.
When you can actually get hurt.
Yeah, those kids are going to break a leg. Good. They learn the limits. You know, I mean, I don't want a kid to break a leg, but I want a kid to have some risk, some danger, some calculated, some fear. You learn how to manage fear. You know, there's no fear on the rubber matting. You can lay any way what you want. You're not going to get hurt. So I'm definitely a fan of that. 437-1620.
You definitely had all boys.
Yeah, I did, and that's a good thing, too. All right, it's 8:53 here on News Radio Pensacola. We are in Chicago for the DNC. That's Bobby Rossi is the other voice you hear, and we'll be back in just a minute on News Radio 92.3.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use, and so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax, and a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all, be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. But you get it from Frontier, but if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can, because it helps, because it's nice, because it's being a good neighbor, because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
From one generation to the next.
Weston rolling right, throws the pass on the end. It's caught! It's caught! It's caught! Touchdown, FSU!
Running right, lowers the shoulder, lowers the shoulder. He fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU versus Georgia Tech, Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican. Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 57 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay with Bobby Rossi here in Chicago covering the Democratic National Convention. Exhaustingly or exhaustively? I think both. actually, both.
Both.
Yeah, no, that's the goal. Oh, man, I'm so... So yesterday, we were there too early. Our plans got all messed up yesterday. But in the process, we ate, you know, really good deep dish pizza at Lou Malnati's, and the salad was amazing. The pizza was amazing, as expected. We got to see the protest, which we wouldn't have seen if we hadn't gotten messed up. So it turned out okay. But part of the mess up was we were there early, but it was at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they had just started the program and stuff. And then we're like, we're not staying for 5 hours. And so we left.
And when we got in, it took us.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah, there's 40 people in line.
To get through the line.
And then when we left, the line was 1,000 people.
Well,
it was a lot of people. Yeah, and we were worried we wouldn't get back in. We did get back in at about 8:30 in time to see, James Clyburn and Raphael Warnock and, of course, Joe Biden and his wife, Jill. Jill's speech was very uninteresting to me. I was surprised by it because I actually like Jill Biden. I met her when she was at Scambia High a couple years ago, I think. Anyway, but we missed AOC and Hillary Clinton were the very previous speakers to when we got back in. Like, and now I'm just annoyed. But IRS, so much material that I didn't even get to use for today. So we'll go back and watch those for today and see if there's anything in them. Man, relegated, though. the former candidate and the sitting president relegated to Monday night and then pushed back to 11 o'clock at night.
Listen on air at 90. 90-